Bible with you tonight. If you turn with us over the book of Acts, chapter number 8. I appreciate these that have been saved by the grace of God. And they have put their trust and faith in the Lord Jesus and has followed Him now in believers' baptism. Acts chapter number 8, if we'd stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God tonight, as they did in the Old Testament, they would stood when the Bible was open and read. So tonight in Acts 8, we start verse number 26. The Bible said, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. He arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? He said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good grace of God. We thank you, Lord, for these that have trusted your Son for that of salvation. And I pray now you'd help me to be a blessing for a few moments tonight. Bless these good people. Lord, thank you for the good day that you've allowed our church to enjoy together. Thank you for that. And I pray now you'd help us in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I want to highlight a few things tonight about water baptism. Now, in Acts 8, we find a passage of Scripture where there was an individual, the Bible listed him as a eunuch. He was returning from worship. And the Spirit of the Lord nudged a preacher's heart, or a Christian's heart, named Philip. And he wanted him to get closer to him in this chariot because he was reading out of the Bible, and God wanted him to understand. You see, God wants all of us to understand how to get to heaven tonight. If there's anything that God wants me and you to really understand is this, that God sent His Son to die on an old rugged cross, take your sin and my sin, that we may trust in Him and His finished work at Calvary to get us to God. And here in Acts 8, you'll notice, first of all, there's the people to be baptized. The people that is there to be baptized. Now, you'll notice in verse 27, it was, Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. Now, just because you go to church, don't think you're saved tonight. This man had just left church, lost as lost could be. He had left out, he'd went to worship, and he left out to worship. But you'll notice that in verse 29 that the Spirit was involved. The Spirit must be involved in our salvation. The Spirit must convict our heart, and the Spirit must convince us that we are a sinner and we need the Savior. And so the Spirit was very much involved. The Bible said in verse 30, "And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah." He was reading simply out of Isaiah 53, verse 7. And he didn't really understand what he was reading. The Bible said in verse 31, he'd asked him in verse 30, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can I except some man should guide me?" You know, it's very important that we know how to get to heaven so we can guide others. And as Brother Ken had spoke tonight, as he has a burden of simply training and raising up missionaries, teaching them and helping them to get the gospel out, that ought to be our heart tonight as a mission-minded church, that we would get people to understand simply this, how to get to heaven. Understand what they're reading. And so he had a question for Philip in verse 34. He said, "This I'm reading about, is he speaking of the prophet himself or of some other man?" And Philip said, "Oh, what a great opportunity to tell you about the greatest friend I've ever had." For Philip opened his mouth and he began at the same scripture. Look what he done. He didn't preach to him about religion. He didn't preach to him about water baptism. He didn't even preach about joining the church. He preached unto him Jesus. And that's the greatest message that I know to preach tonight. The Lord Jesus high and lifted. Jesus is holy. He had never known sin. He could have never sinned because he was the God-man. But the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." That's an amazing thing that a God as good as he is would love somebody as bad as I am. So Philip opened his mouth and began, look, Brother Adam, at the same scripture. You know, nearly every page in the Bible, you can find Jesus on it. He didn't even have to turn. He is already reading Isaiah 53, verse 7. And Philip preached to him out of that passage about Jesus going to the cross and dying for his sins. Now in verse 37, if you got the wrong kind of Bible, this is not even in your Bible tonight. But if you got the right kind of Bible, this is what it says in verse 37. And he says in 36, "They went on their way, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized?' And Philip said, 'If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.' And he answered and said," look at his testimony, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And so there we see the people to be baptized. Who are these people, Pastor? They are those that have trusted Christ to be their Savior. Baptism is for saved people. It don't get lost people saved. And so here they bring before us tonight the people to be baptized. Look in Titus 3 and verse number 5. Titus 3. And verse number 5, the people to be baptized. He said in Titus 3, verse number 4, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. By the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." So the people to be baptized are those that are saved by grace. You say, "Pastor, why do you say that?" Ephesians chapter number 2. And verse number 8, the Bible clarifies some things in Ephesians chapter number 2. And I'll start reading tonight in verse number 7. of Ephesians 2 and 7. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace, underline this in your Bibles, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So, in baptism, there we see the Bible teaches us the people to baptize. Those are the born again by the grace of God. By the way, Jesus said you must be born again. So there's the people to be baptized. But then, secondly, let's look at the purpose to be baptized. Why are we baptized? If we're saved by grace through faith, and if we are saved and we are by simply trusting Christ as our Savior, as the Spirit of God deals with our heart by the Word of God and we respond to Him by Christ through faith, why do we need to be baptized? Well, we find the purpose in order to baptize. Matthew 3 and 13. Matthew 3 and 13. Here we find where Jesus was baptized. Talking about baptism tonight, the people of baptism and the purpose of baptism. He said in Matthew's Gospel 3:13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said to him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill the righteousness. Then he suffered him, or he gave in to him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, now time out just a second. I've heard people say in order to be baptized, you got to do that to wash away your sin. Well, let me ask you something. Jesus had never known sin. He was a spotless Lamb of God. Jesus had no sins to wash away. Let me tell you something. After we trust Christ, we have no sins to be washed away either. I'm glad it's under the blood tonight. Saved by grace through faith. So we see this. The Bible said, then Jesus, when He was baptized, watch, He went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened to Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now, Romans 6 and verse number 4 this afternoon. Romans 6, verse number 4. Talking about the purpose of baptism. First of all, we're to follow Christ because He left us that example. Romans 6, verse number 4. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. The purpose of baptism were simply to follow the Lord in the illustration that He has given us. As the Lord died on the cross, and as they put Him in the grave, and on the third day He was raised to life. It's simply in believers' baptism shows that we're following the Lord. As we are submerged and go under, we're showing and signifying as an open testimony that we've died to this old man. And we've went down, but we've been raised in newness of life. But the Spirit of God did that for us the day that we trusted Christ. And so here tonight, there is simply the purpose of baptism. 1 Peter 3, would you look also at what the Bible mentions here in 1 Peter 3. Won't you look in verse 21? 1 Peter 3:21, the purpose of baptism. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we are to follow the Lord as His example that He set forth with us in believers' baptism. But lastly tonight, not only the people in which are to be baptized, those that believe, those that are born again by the grace of God, the purpose of baptism, to follow Christ, but lastly, the procedure of baptism. There's a lot of people seem to be confused about baptism. Baptism comes from the word submersed. And so here we see in Matthew 28:16, the Great Commission. We find this in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28, and verse number 16 on the procedure of baptism. Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him. But some doubted. Jesus came and spake to them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. By the way, nobody's took that power away from Him tonight. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. And here's our word, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Tonight we've seen the people to be baptized, those that believe. We've seen the purpose to be baptized following Christ. One of the great ordinances of the church, believers' baptism. But then lastly, we've seen the procedure of baptism. You know, when Philip baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, they went down into the water. And I still believe God honors that of baptism tonight. It's an answer of a good conscience toward God. If you've been saved and you've never been baptized, I encourage you to be. But most of all, I want to remind you of this, the thief on the cross was never baptized. But he put his trust and faith in Christ on a cross beside him. And he simply said this, Lord, remember me. You see, that thief that was nailed on the cross and got saved that day, Jesus said, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The thief's hands were nailed to the cross. He could not work his way to God. His feet were nailed to the cross. He could not walk his way for God. He was simply saved by grace through faith. And so we must put our trust in Christ in this day, in this hour. I appreciate